Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano, who can sleepwalk through this forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yep, thank goodness for that. Busy week for me, so I'm kind of happy that the weather is quiet. And, it, you know, I don't see anything really in any way, shape, or form to get excited about as far as weather is concerned. It should be typical of this time of the year. We have quite a bit of sunshine for us today. Nearing 70, tonight mid-40s, tomorrow sunny to partly cloudy. Forget the afternoon shower. I don't think that's happening. Low 70s. Periods of sunshine for Saturday, 70 to 75, and partly cloudy, maybe a shower Sunday in the middle 70s. So we're going to be in the 70s over the weekend, and it should be pretty decent. And yours truly's happy about that because with the movie premiere Saturday, I could get them to start outside with the hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and then move them back in.
How many people have signed up to come?
16.
That's better than it was.
Yeah, yep, it's better than it was. But normal is usually between 27 and 30.
Well, you might get a few more stragglers getting you up to 20.
No, I doubt it. But, you know, when we were thinking about it, I sat down with the director, and he said, you have to remember another thing. I said, what? He said, there weren't that many people in this movie. I said, oh, yeah. He said, and we, out of courtesy, invited people who weren't in the movie because of COVID, but have been, you know, people who have been in it year after year, and out of courtesy, we invited them. And, of course, they were really most of the people that had said no. So, you know, that's their loss. That's the way I look at it. We didn't have to invite them, but we did. And, you know, they said no. So at least the couple that spills wine and everything all over my rugs, they will not be here. So I won't have to worry about that.
That's the good news. So did you work out all your other computer problems?
No, no. Amazon sent me a note yesterday that my shipment of thumb drives would be delayed. I may either get them today or tomorrow, so I think I'm going to take myself to either Staples or Best Buy, get them today, cancel the order on Amazon, and try to get the copies made, and then I'll see if I'm going to do what you're suggested, putting online with a password. What is the site? Is it that Vimeo or something like that?
Yeah, you can
Vimeo,
YouTube, Vimeo. You can put it up on a whole bunch of sites. You could actually create a Dropbox page for, let's say, movies of the year. We'll call it that, okay?
Yeah.
And then when you send out invitations for people to log into that, and you give them the password and everything, and when they log in, they can either watch it right there or they can download it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that's the easiest way to probably do it. But there's a bunch of different ways that I can show you that you can do it.
Okay.
Do you have a YouTube account?
No.
Okay. I mean, you have to either create a Vimeo account or a YouTube account. That's not hard at all. Okay. So go from there, and then you just post them up on there.
Okay. And only those with a password can see them, correct?
No, in that case, if you go with Vimeo or YouTube, anybody can see it.
Well, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
And you know why?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Because, you know, you need rights for anything, copyrights for anything that you do. And I don't want to get myself in trouble again like we did last time with the website. You know, I'm still getting... I don't know if other people are getting this, but if you have a website, you get all of these ridiculous emails.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that I'm a photographer and you're using my pictures. You know, click on this link and you'll see. You click on the link, you get nothing.
Don't do that. You will be notified and you'll know when it's real.
Right.
By clicking on a link, no. If it's not all explained before the link, don't click on it.
That's what I did. And this morning, I got an email. Get this. There was no, I couldn't see where it came from, but it said that my password for my company is ready to expire. If I don't want to change it, then click here. If I do want to change it, then click there.
Delete.
Who is going to possibly send me an email where I don't know where it's coming from at all?
And delete.
My goodness. Let me tell you, boy.
People really are strange.
They really are. What do you make of, let me ask you a question, what do you make of this thing with the Yankees?
Well, it happens where people that have gotten vaccinated wind up with COVID.
I mean, we all know that, but I mean, I think it's interesting that it happened to seven of them so far. But I mean, it doesn't appear they're sick, though. Am I correct?
Well, that's the whole thing. If you got the vaccinations and you get COVID, you don't get that sick.
Right. So, I think they said they were anti-symptomatic, right?
Yeah, but you don't get that sick. You can, you know, that's the whole thing about the COVID vaccination, where like let's say it's 70% effective, where you won't get it at all, but the other 30% that might get it, it's not even like the common cold.
Right.
So that's the whole thing about the vaccines.
Well, you know, I try to get I just can't. Every night it's. Not an argument, but a discussion with my sister. Now, she told me that they know of three ladies who got, quote, the vaccine and immediately developed blood clots coming from their nose. I said, I don't understand this, Linda. And she said, what don't you understand? I said, I know so many people, friends and friends of friends, that have gotten these vaccines totally, and everyone is fine, thank God. So where are you getting this from? Oh, this one told me that. I said, you're listening to too many people. Right. I said, listen, if you don't want to get the vaccine, then just, don't you know, cut it. Because as someone who got totally vaccinated, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah. Just if you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get it.
That's it.
Don't argue with me. Just don't get it.
Yeah. And you know, don't keep bringing out all of these things because maybe you feel guilty because you didn't get it. I don't know what the case is. But, you know, the fact is that you're talking to your brother who was fully vaccinated. So I don't want to hear about all these side effects. Thank goodness, Marshall, you've been vaccinated. I know so many people who have been vaccinated. And thank God they're all doing so well.
And I know people that have had side effects, like they got COVID-19. They got a low dose of it. They don't feel well. Bill Krasowski, a friend of mine, happened to his wife Karen, and what she got was a bit more than the common cold. But and then you get some people like I did. You get the sore arm where your arm hurt for two or three or 4 days and stuff like that. But anyways, so you know, like I said, the people that don't want to get vaccinated and that don't like vaccinations, God bless them. I'm not going to argue with them. It's their right.
Right.
It's their
That's
right.
That's their right. You know? Exactly. Just like I never get the flu shot.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I still have no intentions of getting the flu shot. But you noticed this year there was hardly any flu. You did notice that.
That's right, because everybody was wearing masks.
Everybody's wearing a mask. And remember, I spoke about that way at the beginning of the fall season because I said that Australia was coming out of their winter, and they reported little, if any, flu in Australia. And I said the reason for it is because they were all walking around with masks. So I thought it was going to be the same thing here, and it was. So that was a pretty easy call. So you know what? We're at a good stage right now, folks.
Hey, Connecticut, beginning on May 19th.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to do in Connecticut is wear a mask indoors. And restaurants are going to be able at their own will, if they want to, bring tables back in where they're like two or three feet apart.
Either way. Yeah.
They'll be able to do that. And now, that's for people who are vaccinated. People who aren't vaccinated, it's going to be up to them to try to take care of themselves. But the rules will apply to them too. And Connecticut is down now to a 1% rate. 1%.
Wow.
So,
isn't that great?
So things are going really great here. Now, who knows? I guess it could all blow up in a moment, but But you know, Connecticut's down to a 1% rate. I think New York now is down to 2.25% rate. And they fixed the gas pipeline, and the gas is going to start flowing later today.
That's another good thing. So it's going to take a while.
Did you see the pictures of these people hoarding gas, getting like 5-gallon cans, like 10 of them, and putting them in the back of their car? Other people putting gasoline in tubs and in plastic bags.
I just was going to say that. Do you realize that? That people have been putting them in gasoline in trash bags. Oh, my goodness. That is just ridiculous.
Just imagine you riding down the road in your car. You got 3 trash bags full of gas in the back, and someone rear ends you.
My goodness.
It's not funny, but it is.
Jeez.
People, really, honest to gosh. People, if they hear something that might be short, then they go out and they buy it so they can pull one over on their neighbors. It's something wrong with Americans. There really is.
Yeah, I mean, really. They say, you know, I don't understand. They said that this could interfere with the Memorial Day weekend. Or it's going to take that long for the gas to get here?
No, the way it's going to interfere is the gas has gone up 7 cents a gallon here in a week, so it'll go up another 7 cents a gallon. That's the way it's going to interfere.
Oh.
And then they'll slowly bring it down like they always do.
Right, always do. You're right.
This is America. America.
Yes, that's what it is.
All right, Pat. Well, I guess we're going to wrap things up here and say we've got a beautiful week of weather. We should enjoy it.
Definitely enjoy it, have fun, and I'll see you on your Friday morning wrap-up for the weekend.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.